first, after yesterday's news of a fall in energy prices and Labour's promises of an energy freeze, or is it a cap, we were interested to hear reports that a major estate in Camden has had no heating or hot water for the past 8 days. LBC reporter Lorraine Horgan went to investigate, and she joins us now. Lorraine, what have you discovered?
Yes, well, St. Silas Estate here in Camden is vast, Ian. It's got blocks of flats, it's got council houses, private homes. There's a huge number of people, all of whom appear to be affected in some way. Now, I'm actually in a very cold home belonging to Benjamin, one of the people who's been trying to deal with no heating and no hot water. And we've both literally had our hands wrapped around cups of tea here, just trying to keep warm. Benjamin, what has been going on?
Well, we haven't had proper heating and hot water for now 8 days and nights. Sometimes the heating goes on, sometimes it goes off. But this is actually not a new problem. It's happened for me since I bought this house in 2010. And it's just a three-bedroom house, but it's pretty cold a lot of the time. And this is a consistent problem that Camden Council has been delivering.
Now, how have you been coping? The last few days have been unbelievably cold.
They've been unbelievably cold, but Camden Council have generously given me one electric heater and have advised me that I can wash by boiling water in my kettle and washing over the sink. As it happens, I'm not in the house all the time. I run a business. I can go to the gym and have a shower. But for many people who live here, it's very different. What I would say, though, is that I have multiple sclerosis, and actually the quite severe temperature changes that have been happening while we've been here have not been particularly helpful for my symptoms.
And to top all of this off, you're being hit with a massive bill, aren't you?
Yeah, so Camden are actually trying to charge me £2,020 to heat a pretty small three-bedroom house. Now, while Labour nationally is saying that they want to freeze energy prices, Labour in Camden have increased my bill by 54% in the last year. And actually, if any listeners think about the price, they probably would be paying for a three-bedroom house something like £600-700 a year in gas. But I'm being charged £2,020 to deliver heating and the hot water that a lot of the time doesn't actually work.
And as far as you're concerned, this is going to be the situation for the foreseeable future?
Well, I've been told by council officers that basically the system, in their words, is kaput and needs to be completely renovated, restored, replaced. What I'm looking to do is actually a way, because I own my house, of separating myself from Camden Council, providing me the heating and the hot water, and getting some system in myself. But it's going to be very expensive to actually do that and probably involve a court case.
Well, I went knocking on doors around the St. Silas estate earlier, Ian, and I found lots of residents who've been without heating or hot water for the past week. Some have been affected since before Christmas.
We've had no hot water or heating since before Christmas. We had Apollo out here today to put the hot water on, and they haven't done it.
So it's been since before Christmas?
Since before Christmas.
And how many flats are affected, do you think?
About 33 flats. Yeah. Last year, 3 weeks, we had no hot water and heating. They told us to go down to the public baths and take a shower. Now, I laughed and said to my neighbour, we should have all gone down there with our shower gel and jumped in the swimming pool and started washing ourselves. In the end, this whole block claimed back the money only because I got a form. We pay all year round for the heating and the hot water, and we only receive the heating for 6 months a year.
Hi there, sorry to bother you. I'm from LBC. Have you got any hot water or heating at the moment?
No, nothing. It's all off.
All completely off?
Completely off. From yesterday morning.
Do you mind me asking you what age you are?
77.
How are you managing to keep warm?
I put my clothes, and when I go in the boiler bed, I put a hot water on to keep my feet hot, because it's very cold.
And what have the council said to you?
Nothing. They put a note yesterday and they said the boiler line is something wrong and they're going to fix it.
We got no hot water, no heating, and I have children, they're young. One of them got cold already and cough and she's suffering. I don't know what to do about it. It's going on for the last 1 week or 1.5 weeks now. So we need urgent solution. So please do something for us.
I'm not joking when I say people were coming to their doors in coats, scarves and gloves. One man had a huge blanket wrapped around his legs when I spoke to him. Now, they say they've contacted Camden Council time and time again to no effect. And the residents here, quite honestly, don't know where to turn.
Well, Lorraine, thank you very much indeed for that. You know, I was listening to that poor old lady there, 77 years old, no heating since Christmas. I mean, what on earth is a council there for if it isn't there to solve issues like this? It makes me so angry. Now, we have got a statement here from Camden Council. They say, "We apologise for the ongoing issues around restoring a full hot water and heating service to a small group of our residents on the St Silas estate." I have to say, it didn't sound a small group to me. There is a pressure issue causing a reduction in the amount of heating and hot water being supplied. We're doing all we can to fix the system and engineers will install the new parts tomorrow. We've kept the residents informed of our progress by delivering them letters and have offered them temporary heaters during this process. This is an old heating plant system and we want to reduce any future failings by replacing the system, moving away from the central plant delivery towards placing heating systems into individual properties where appropriate. Residents are being consulted on this while we look at the best possible options for everyone involved. We want to try and reduce CO2 emissions while getting the best possible value for residents. You know, CO2 emissions, I would have thought, are the least of anybody's problems on this. I mean, I'd have thought they actually all needed to have a bit of rent rebate, because if you're not being supplied with a service, and particularly when you have small children and old people, that's the least that they could do. Well, we'll keep an eye on that one and see what happens over the course of the next few days. It's 6:56. Let's go back to your...